In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Eric Ambrose of Deal, who died on the 17th of May, aged 100. He served as a private in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Brian Beck of Sheffield, who died on the 4th of May, aged 91. He served as a drummer in the Lancaster Regiment. Gordon Blundell of Hinckley, who died on the 29th of May, aged 97. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Thomas Botting of Maidstone, who died on the 20th of May, aged 91. He served as a fusilier in the Royal Irish Fusiliers. Graham Keynes of Clacton-on-Sea, who died on the 1st of April, aged 83. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Peter Chalmers of Punticlin, who died on the 1st of May, aged 80. He served as a Marine Engineer in the Royal Navy. Ronald Chesterton of Kidderminster, who died on the 1st of May, aged 91. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Alan Cox of Crawley, who died on the 12th of May, aged 87. He served as a private in the Royal East Kent Regiment. Robert Crook of Preston, who died on the 13th of May, aged 81. He served as a warrant officer in the King's Division. Anthony Croxall of Matlock, who died on the 26th of April, aged 93. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Ronald Dilworth of Bristol, who died on the 21st of May, aged 99. He served as a sapper in the General Service Corps. Gordon Dodd of Llandrindod, Wells, who died on the 4th of February, aged 88. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Joseph Elsender of Chester-le-Street, who died on the 1st of May, aged 87. He served as a driver in the Royal Army Service Corps. Simon Evans of Birmingham, who died on the 1st of May, aged 58. He served as a guardsman in the Coldstream Guards. Keith Gilbert of Frodsham, who died on the 7th of June, aged 91. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. Kenneth Griffiths of Port Talbot, who died on the 23rd of April, aged 95. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Brian Hodson of Grantham, who died on the 18th of May, aged 94. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Catering Corps. John Holloway of Littlehampton, who died on the 21st of May, aged 102. He served in the Royal Navy. Christopher Holt of Stratford-upon-Avon, who died on the 26th of May, aged 63. He served as a private in the Royal Pioneer Corps. Idris Hopkins of Bath, who died on the 24th of May, aged 95. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Roger Halston of Maidenhead, who died on the 1st of March, aged 90. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Brian Jackson of Portsmouth, who died on the 4th of June, aged 92. He served as a leading seaman in the Royal Navy. Lawrence Jeffrey of Aylesbury, who died on the 1st of May, aged 98. He served as a regimental sergeant in the Grenadier Guards. John Jones of Port Talbot, who died on the 14th of May, aged 90. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Mikolai Kidzeko of Bolton, who died on the 29th of April, aged 101. He served as a private in the Polish Army Resettlement Corps. Derek Legas of Horsham, who died on the 1st of May, aged 92. He served as a private in the Royal Army Service Corps. Robert Leedham of Darlington, who died on the 1st of May, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Signals. Conway Lonsdale of Pontypool, who died on the 1st of May, aged 95. He served as a leading radio mechanic in the Royal Navy. John Marsh of Worcester Park, who died on the 27th of May, aged 94. He served as a flying officer in the Royal Air Force. Alec Penston of Shanklin, who died on the 28th of May, aged 101. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. Colin Perks of Ross-on-Wye, who died on the 21st of May, aged 92. He served as a private in the Royal Warwickshire Regiment. Edward Perry of Poole, who died on the 10th of May, aged 76. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Robert Bob Petford of Stourbridge, who died on the 27th of May, aged 89. He served as a gunner in the BOAR. Ronald Pottle of Gosport, who died on the 11th of May, aged 91. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. John Reed of Seaford, who died on the 20th of May, aged 94. He served in the Royal Engineers. Alan Rothwell of Stockport, who died on the 15th of May, aged 89. He served as a private in the South Lancashire Regiment. Kenneth Shufflebotham of Stoke-on-Trent, who died on the 29th of May, aged 89. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Jack Skirchley of Derby, who died on the 20th of May, aged 93. He served as a corporal in the Sherwood Foresters. Barry Stevens of Aylesford, who died on the 1st of May, aged 94. He served in the Hussars. Frank Taylor of Redcar, who died on the 27th of May, aged 98. He served as a gunner in the General Service Corps. Charles Tebbit of Kettering, who died on the 7th of June, aged 86. He served as an acting Lance Corporal in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Frank Timmis of Shildon, who died on the 20th of May, aged 88. He served as a private in the Durham Light Infantry. And Brian Varley of Leeds, who died on the 14th of May, aged 92. He served as a trooper in the Royal Armoured Corps. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff, members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page at blindveteransuk.muchloved.org.